With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
You might have had the under, but we made it to a Friday. It's hour one, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Gang's here, ready to go. Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers, will stop by. Chris Sims, he'll join us on loan from NBC Sports. He stirred it up a couple of days ago where he threw out the rumor that the Seahawks were entertaining the idea of trading Russell Wilson Jr. III a couple of years ago to the Cleveland Browns in exchange for the number one overall pick. Your phone calls are always welcome. Emails, tweets. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, a couple of stats of the day as well. A battle's brewing over money between Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association and how they're going to divvy this up in this shortened season. Now, the issue has a face to it, and it's the Rays pitcher Blake Snell. He spoke out on Thursday, and he said one of his own social media channels on this, he said it's not worth the risk to go out there and play for less pay. Snell's comments shift the debate a little bit here because he cites concerns about his safety. The conversation gets a lot more serious when players talk about the risk they're taking by starting up the season again. We forget that athletes are real people. They're supposed to go out there. You're young. You're getting paid a lot of money. They have the same fears as we do. Snell's a talented pitcher. You're probably not aware of him nationally because he pitches in Tampa. He's a Cy Young winner. He's only 27. Now, at 27, he's going to face less risk. But every player, every person has to come to that decision on their own. I don't care how much you're making. It could be what Clayton Kershaw makes, or it could be somebody who's just being called up from AAA. I'm hopeful that Major League Baseball and other sports will try to return safely and as soon as possible. Now, I'm going to let you hear a little bit of Blake Snell and what he had to say about risking his health in coming back, and that there's a money aspect to this.
If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid. I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half, on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying?
So he attached money to this. Is he saying there's an amount that he would come back and play for? That's where I have a problem with this. If he doesn't want to play, he doesn't want to risk this health-wise, I certainly understand that, and I applaud him. But is this just about, I want to get full pay for half a season? Then I have a problem with that. Now, another thing. I don't like that Major League Baseball and the owners put this out in the media. This should have been handled behind closed doors between the Players Association and the owners and the commissioner. In good faith, that's what they should be doing, certainly with these times. Blake Snell is now the face of this. Now, you had other players. Bryce Harper came out and backed him. Let me see what Bryce had to say. Nolan Arenado also came out and said, you know what, we should have kept it in private. A lot of things we heard from the owners are through the media. I don't know what's true and what's not. Hardest part, it sounds like everyone has an idea of what the owners are talking about. I feel like the Players Association and the players mostly doing a good job of that, keeping it between us. I feel like that we've been pretty quiet. Some guys have voiced their opinions, and that's okay. They have the right to do that. Bryce Harper said that, hey, this guy's just telling the truth, and you got to respect him for doing that. Let's see. What is he ain't lying. He's speaking the truth, bro. That's what Harper said. I ain't mad at him. Somebody's got to say it. At least he manned up and said it. Good for him. I love Snell. He's a guy's a beast, one of the best lefties in the game. Well, it's one thing to say, look, I admire him. He manned up. Do you agree with him? Does Bryce Harper agree? Hey, I don't want to come back for half the salary. If the players want to get paid their full salaries to come back or it's not worth the risk, now we have a real debate going on here. Can you come back for a 50-50 rev share? That's what the owners are saying. I don't like that it's negotiated through the media. It's not the first time. It won't be the last time. But Blake Snell is saying there is an amount of money that apparently I would come back and risk this for, but not what he's making. If it's $6 million, now it's down to $3 million. So the take home after taxes and everything else, you know, what's he getting? $1.8 million? And I know every one of us, you know, if you are out of work, you're looking at this saying, what? I would risk it for 1.8. I'm risking it for far less than that. I know that. Athletes are different than us. They may have the same feelings towards this pandemic, but they're different than us when it comes to something like this. Because he's saying, for what I do, as good as I am, it's not worth risking my life to go out there for $1.8 million. Okay, that's his right. But when you start to say, you know, maybe there is a price tag he'd come back, then I have a problem with that. So what is the price? Is it $10 million? Is it your full salary? Then you'll come back here? Should you be getting paid your full salary to come back? You know? And the answer is no. If it's a shortened season, there's no fans, then I would hope that they work together. The problem is the Players Association is strong, and Major League Baseball has always been at a deficit, it feels like, in dealing with the Players Association. You put it out in the media, now all of a sudden we paint the players as bad guys. And they're not. I think Blake Snell could have said what he wanted to say without saying in the way he did. And it would have softened this, and we would have been more sympathetic to understanding exactly what they're going through. Because it's a great unknown. They don't know. Is it worth going out there? I mean, you got two older members of baseball's establishment, Art Howe and Bob Watson. They have the coronavirus. Art Howe, manager, he's in ICU. We don't know. And you can say a 27-year-old, yeah, you're healthy, go out there. Come on, $1.8 million? $3 million, $10 million. I don't know what the price tag is. It's just, I think it's a bad look for Major League Baseball. Blake Snell could have handled it in a better way, in a softer way, and gotten your message out there. If you want to negotiate through the media, you need to do a little bit better job. It's all individual, and it should be an individual choice. If you don't want to come back, you don't come back, you don't get paid. That's okay. And if you stand for that, I stand with you. But I don't know what'll happen. You know, can Major League Baseball say you don't have to show up for work? You're not gonna get paid, but you don't have to show up for work. And that's what I'm curious. Are we headed for a showdown? Is everybody gonna come back? And the answer is, I don't think we know. And that's what I want to ask Clayton Kershaw. Where do you stand on this? He makes a lot of money. What if they cut that in half? Is that still enough? And if you start to put a price tag on your health, that's when I think you're not going to get sympathy from the fans, because you're going to go, I'm only getting $3 million. I'm not coming back for that. You know, the risks are through the roof. Okay, if the risks are through the roof, then don't come back at all. But if you add the money part of it, that's where I think people are going to have a problem with this. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, was on CNN last night, and had this to say about players' safety.
We hope that we will be able to convince the vast majority of our players that it's safe to return to work. The protocols for returning to play, the health-related protocols, are about 80 pages in length. They're extraordinarily detailed. They cover everything from how the players will travel, private charters, how those charters have to be cleaned, who has access to the ballpark, strict limits on number of people, tiering of employees. So even those people who are in the ballpark will be isolated in general from the players. So we'll hope that we'll be able to convince them that it's safe.
Yeah. I don't know when they do that. We keep putting in these arbitrary dates that all of a sudden, why is it that you'll hear, and maybe this is college football saying, we expect you back June 1st. Why not June 3rd? Like, does it magically make it better go away June 1st? Like, we don't need to do June 1st. How about we do June 3rd, June 9th? I don't know. Hey, June 1st. Okay, sounds great. What if the plans are not in place? What if they're not ready? June 1st. That's a magical date, June 1st. No, let's stay away from these dates here. We'll come back when we're ready to come back, when we can come back. And hopefully baseball players will feel safe in coming back. And if you decide that you don't want to play, that should be your right. And the Players Association should stand up for you. But if you're saying, hey, I also want to get paid, then that's not happening. Go around the room here, guys. You guys heard Blake Snell's comments. Paulie, I'll start with you.
I got mixed feelings on this one because I'm wondering if a lot of other players agree with Blake Snell and just didn't have the guts to say it and get criticized publicly. You know, there's a lot of players. There's a dozen guys on Blake Snell's team who make the league minimum, which is about $550,000. Well, now, while that sounds like a ton of dough to the average person, you basically have a 3 to 5 year window to make all the money for your entire life in baseball. And I wonder if these baseball players, like, you know, the owners can make this money back. The league can make this money back. I can't make this money back. I have a short career to deal with here. I have to accumulate as much wealth as I can in a less than a 10-year career. Most guys have a 5-year career. So I could see a lot of baseball players agreeing with Blake Snell, but not being comfortable with the public criticism that goes with it.
But the money part of it is where they're not going to get any sympathy. And maybe they don't care about that sympathy, but if you're saying that baseball is negotiating through the media, and they did put this out there, and that's when this started to boil up a little bit here. I didn't want Blake Snell to attach money to this. He could have said it in another way where we are sympathetic to you. You are running a risk. We do understand that. But when you say it's just not worth it for that amount of money. So what amount of money is it worth? It's either your health or not. Or is it your health, but it's really about money?
Well, they're asking them to take a double pay cut. Obviously, you're going to take a pay cut because you're playing half the amount of games. So you don't get a season full of starts if you're a pitcher. You only get half pay for that. But then a 33% reduction in the half. So you're down to almost very little. If you make $550,000 a year, you're down to $160,000. Is what you're making as a Major League Baseball player this year, $170,000 before taxes. That's not a lot of dough to risk.
McLovin?
You know, I'm torn because I think it was the right message by Blake Snell, but his delivery wasn't perfect. I agree with you. He made it too much about the money. Part of me is like, well, if he doesn't want to take that $1 million to play, like, does he owe it to us to play? Like, that's what I'm wondering. Does the athlete owe it to us to go out there and risk his health?
No.
So that's where I'm like, but something about his delivery was focused too much on money. And I think his message is right. And also, baseball players use bro so well. Oh my God, bro, bro, bro. But I'm right with you. The money was a little, something about his tone off put me a little bit with that.
I'm all for it. And I would applaud Blake Snell if he said, it's just not worth going out there. I don't want to risk. I'm 27. I don't want to risk it. Okay, that's fine. You're not going to get paid. And then when you put the money part of it, then you do have a price on this of your health. That, I think the message gets lost in there, what he's maybe really trying to say. Seton?
But isn't there sort of a price on everybody's health anyway? I mean, it may look a little different when we're talking about a guy who's theoretically making a couple million dollars, right? But there's a price on anybody else's health who's going to work right now. And I mean, some people have to go to work because they need a paycheck. And if they choose to not go to the grocery store that they're working in, then they're not going to get paid and they're going to get fired. It's not like, you know, there's a greater calling of that people are doing that. They're doing that because they have to go to work.
Yeah.
And they need their paycheck. So just because the stakes of that money are a little higher when it comes to, a lot higher when it comes to professional athletes, I think everybody's got a price on their health, and you're willing to, some people are forced to go to work and some people have the luxury of saying, nah, I don't feel like going to work. I'm not ready yet.
But Blake Snell's not going to get fired. He's 27 with, you know, extremely talented pitcher.
But that's what I'm saying. He has the luxury of having this conversation where there are a lot of people that don't have the luxury of making that decision because they're forced to go back to work. That being said, I don't think that if the season is cut in half, that it's unreasonable to say maybe we should do half the money or that there should be some reduction in salary. I think, you know, leagues all over the world have, negotiated reduced salaries for employees or for athletes for their teams. So I don't see why baseball would be any different.
Ton?
Yeah, it's a bad look. I agree with you that as far as you're either feeling safe to go back whenever that date is, that magical date, or not, bringing in the money, especially with what's going on in the world now, and whether you feel sensitive towards other people's situations or not, or this one's making millions and this one's barely getting by, has nothing to do with it. He put a price tag on when he'll decide to feel it's safe enough to play, and that's the problem.
Yeah, it goes back to what I said. If he feels like that he's not safe, not going to be safe, and it's not worth the risk, then that's fine. But you're not going to get your paycheck. And maybe he says, that's fine. I don't need my paycheck. And if he wants to sit out, then great. I applaud. And it's an individual choice. If you can make it, not everybody gets to have that choice. Or you do have that choice, but the repercussions are far more damaging for somebody who needs to go to work to supply for their family. They have to go to work. They don't have a choice. They run that risk. Healthcare workers, they run that risk. A baseball player, Blake Snell doesn't want to pitch this year. Baseball will go on without Blake Snell. We'll talk to Clayton Kershaw coming up next. We'll settle on a poll question. Once again, play of the day, stat of the day coming up this hour. It's a Traeger Meat Friday. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I share a birthday with a pretty impressive group there. I have George Brett, John Smoltz, Emmett Smith, Ray Lewis, and probably a few others out there that I'm not aware of. Yes, Pauline?
Could today's poll question be, whose career would you want of the luminaries you just gave?
Mm.
That's a pretty tough list. You got a lot of Hall of Famers there.
Well, it depends on what McLovin has. Do you have a serious one that has to do with Blake Snell, Major League Baseball?
Well, we do, but, you know, I came in this morning and somebody else had offered poll questions after he stole Paulie's This Day in Sports History. Todd is coming after my poll question, too.
I did throw in a few. A shocker. I just decided to.
But are they any good, McLovin?
Wow.
Well, they're pretty standard. They're ones I've seen all throughout the course.
Oh, okay.
Like, would you go to a sporting event without a vaccine kind of questions, which are great questions.
I think all three of them were relevant, and at least one of them is worth possibly considering for an hour.
All right, let's go. Let's hear them.
If you're a football coach, would you offer a financial incentive to lay out a player?
All right, we'll talk about that situation with James Harrison and Mike Tomlin coming up.
Would you agree to be away from your family all year to salvage the baseball season? These stories of quarantining at Walt Disney World or Vegas or wherever, where you're not going to see your family till the entire half season is over.
I'm going to guess it would probably be for about 3 months, but it wouldn't be
That's
the entire season. All right.
It's still a long time.
All right.
And the last one, which I think is relevant, it's not necessarily for today. You could ask this any day, but I threw it out there. Will you attend sporting events as soon as you're allowed to? Meaning from that first day, we consider it safe and you're running and buying tickets, and the next day you're at a baseball game or a football game.
Yeah, Paul.
I just want to clarify the previous poll question. You're asking me if I would leave my family to go play baseball with my friends for hundreds of thousands of dollars for 3 months.
That is the question.
Okay,
like where you're several months away, and other than FaceTime, you're not going to see them for a weekend or a day. You're just all about the paycheck and being able to play ball with the guys.
This program brought to you by LegalZoom. They make it easy to set up the right estate plan without leaving your home. Take care of your family today. The right estate plan at LegalZoom.com. Take a break. The Dodgers' great Clayton Kershaw joins us next. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Traeger Grill's fired up, by the way. And it is going to be a feast to resistance. Let's trademark that, Paulie. Feast to resistance.
I'm on it.
Yes. Do you understand what that means, McLovin?
Not really. What does it mean? It means feast of resistance?
Well, the piece de resistance.
Oh, right. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, what does that mean? I've always heard that. I've never understood what it meant, actually.
That's the name of your new food truck. It's like French, but it's
feast
French food. It's feast
to resistance.
Yeah.
This Saturday is Traeger Day, a celebration of community and wood-fired flavor, and you can gear up the flavorful festivities. Traeger is offering 20% off rubs, sauces, and liners from May 15th through May 17th. Contact your local dealer. Visit TraegerGrills.com/TP Show. Stock up for the big day. TraegerGrills.com/Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FS.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
The original light beer, 1975. Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. He's the great Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers pitcher, joining us on the program. Good morning, Clayton. How are you?
Hey, good, guys. How are y'all?
What are you doing all day?
Just feeding babies.
is that Cooper?
Yeah, this is our newest. He's 4 months now. And yeah, man, we're doing good. We're just kind of hanging. We're trying to do a little school with the older two. And I'm kind of working out and throwing when I can. And then it's really about it.
Give him a little airtime here. Let me see.
There he is. This is his debut, guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Left-handed, right-handed? Do we know yet?
Tough to tell. tough to tell. But we'll see. He's been a good kid, so he's a third kid, so he knows he has got to be good.
You know what? And you know this. After the first one, you take all the precautions, you do all the right things, and then the second one, you ease off a little bit. By the time you get to the third, and when we got to our fourth, we're like, whatever. That pacifier falls out. How long was it on the floor? Stick it back in your mouth. You're good.
100%. 100%.
All right, so who do you work out with at home?
Just me. Yeah, just hang out. And then I have there's one guy here that I throw with every day. And I feel like I'll be ready. You know, whenever this thing gets going, if it does, I feel like I'll be in a good spot. So it's, it sounds optimistic, right? Everybody seems to keep talking about it like it might happen. So that's exciting.
How long do you need to get ready? If I said this is the, do you need to know the date for the start of the season for you to then go through your routine to get ready for the start of a season?
I mean, that would be nice, you know, to have the start date, you know, but I think they're proposing like a 30-man roster potentially, so that you don't have to build up quite as much when that happens. You know, you only need 4 or 5 innings really to start the season if you have 30 guys on board. And then, and so, I mean, with extra 30 guys, I mean, you probably only need 2 or 3 weeks to be my guess.
But how much contact are you having with, whether it's manager with Dave Roberts or the Players Association? Like, who is your voice here to help you understand what's going on?
I talked with Doc. You know, nobody really knows. We're all just kind of in a holding pattern as far as, you know, what the season might look like, just because, you know, everything changes week to week, month to month with what's going on right now. So nobody really knows for sure. You know, obviously the MLB just sent over that proposal that we're looking over, I think, right now. I'm having to talk about it soon, but nobody really knows. You know, no one knows what it's going to look like yet.
What did you make of Blake Snell's comments?
Blake, you know what? He was a little bold, obviously. Hey, Dan, I need to give this guy up real quick.
Okay, all right. I hope you gave him to your wife. I don't know.
I just see this right here. I did.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think it was probably a little bold in what he said, but, you know, I think where he's coming from, we've already made a pay concession. You know, we're going to get paid prorated based on the season. So we play 81 games, we're going to get half our pay. We agreed to that already, and I know guys – kind of felt like that was what we decided, you know, as a union. And obviously with no fans changes things, I guess, for some owners, but we're still playing the same game. You know, we're still playing baseball. We still agreed to our salaries based on that. So all I can say about everything is if it deems medically that we're able to play and we can't figure out the business side of it between the two sides, it's not going to look good on anybody. Mm-hmm. So if we do figure out medically, I'm pretty optimistic that we can play.
Well, how concerned are you about that with your health? I mean, the conversations you have with your wife.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's obviously risk involved anytime, but there's also risk just going outside any day. And there's a lot of people smarter than me, thankfully, figuring this stuff out as far as what is protocol for what's going forward and how to do this baseball stuff. And bottom line is, I think the majority of us want to play. You know, we want to play and we want to be out there, and for whatever small bit it is, it's probably helpful to the country to see some sports. I know I'm tired of watching PGA golf reruns over and over again. So we want to do it. And if somebody smarter than us says that we can do it, I think, you know, I'd be on board for sure.
And listening to Blake Snell, and I said, if you really are worried about your health and you don't want to play this year, you're not going to get paid, and that's your stance, then that's fine. I applaud you. I mean, it's everybody's individual choice here. The tricky part, though, Clayton, is what if the medical community says it's safe, the Players Association deems it safe, the commissioner deems it safe, and you still don't want to go back? What happens to that player or those players who say, we still don't want to go back?
Yeah. Well, like you said, I think it'll still be their choice. And I don't think that's going to be I might be naive in this, but I don't feel like that's going to be the vast majority of players. You know, you might have a few guys that have like some serious health issues within the family or some people that they just can't take the chance of being around and playing baseball, and totally get that. But hopeful that the vast majority of people can play and feel good about it.
He's Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers pitcher. You got your hat on here. Can you take
you don't want to see that?
No, come on. Is it Bryce Harper like? Yes. Is this Bryce Harper like?
It's just I sleep on this side. I don't sleep on this. I sleep right here. So it was a good night of sleep. It was a good night of sleep.
I think you just added about 2 inches to your height here with that hat there.
That's great.
Now, wait, does your wife cut? Who cuts your hair?
Well, nobody right now, obviously. But I don't get a lot of haircuts. You know, I kind of let it go for the season and then just kind of cut it up at the end of the season and go from there. But I have my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law has cut my hair before plenty of times. So if I get desperate enough, I'll make that happen.
Isn't it great, though? You get to wear a hat to work. Like you're an adult and you get to wear a hat to work every day.
I know. That's shorts and t-shirts every day. It's awesome.
You got a baseball near you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
Okay. Is this an important baseball you have there or is that like a memento of anything?
Well, I got a ration. This is a brand new Pearl. And I got a ration right now playing catch because I only have so many left and I don't know how much longer. So I got to make sure this lasts, but that's about it.
Okay. Can you show us some of the grips that you have?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Now, I remember Harold Reynolds did something on Baseball Tonight, and it was on Johan Santana. And he said, this is what hitters see. The slot arm slot delivery for a changeup and a fastball looked exact. And Harold Reynolds matched up two pictures. He said, tell me which one's a fastball and which one's a changeup. Now you know how difficult it is when you're facing great pitchers. Do you ever have pictures of your arm slot that says that's my changeup, that's my fastball, and then make sure that they mirror each other?
Well, not the changeup because I don't know how to throw one of those. But I think, you know, that's any good pitcher. I think, you know, they all kind of look the same coming out of your hand and then they do different things, you know. So I guess the number one rule in pitching is to make everything look as similar as possible and then as long as possible. And then at the end, it moves differently. So nothing should change about your arm slot or your arm angle or anything. It's just the grip of the pitches and how you release it.
All right. So show me the fastball, the grip of the fastball.
All right. So I hold it like this with the horseshoe on this side. And a lot of guys hold it like this with the I just did it again with the horseshoe on this side. But for me, I hold the horseshoe right there and just straight across, four seam fastball. I don't know how to throw a two seam fastball, so I just throw that.
Okay. Now, if you're throwing your breaking ball,
so curveball, you take this seam right here. Let's see. It's hard to do it on Zoom, kind of. And then middle finger right there. And then a lot of guys do different stuff with their index finger. Some spike it, some point it straight up. I think Eric Gagne did it like this. And a lot of guys are doing this now. And then, but me, I just throw a pretty standard curveball. And this one's just kind of along for the ride. All the pressure's right there. The thumb is on that seam. And then you just pull down like as hard as you can.
But if I'm looking at that, I see your finger up.
Yeah.
Aren't you tipping your...
That would be, you know, yes, I guess in theory, but that would be pretty tough to see, I feel like, because your arm's moving so fast at that point by the time it comes out of your glove. But I mean, guys, you know, if you're at second base, you can see a spike if you hold it in your glove the wrong way. And so guys get tips that way. So you got to kind of cover it up with your glove.
Can you tell when somebody at second base is telling somebody at home plate what's coming?
Nah, sometimes if they're really, you know, if they're really bad at it. But most of the time, no.
So if they say breaking ball, then you know that they're probably bad at it?
I would get that, yeah. I would figure that out.
Can you throw a knuckleball?
No, like 1 out of 10, I can get it to do something, but I think they do it like that. I think they kind of, I think our like R.A. Dickey, I was like he did that, I think, and just kind of like pushes it.
I'm but still amazed with it. I asked Phil Niekro about it and he shows you.
Incredible.
Yeah. And then I hate playing catch with somebody who throws a knuckleball because they think it's funny that you're getting, you know, hit in the knee or hit in the groin or whatever. And
we have Charlie Huff around still, and Charlie can still do it. He can still just fire knuckleballs at you. It's amazing.
But I'm just fascinated, though, that the difference in how guys hold a baseball and how much pressure you add to a baseball and how light. It's almost like a golf swing. You know, the guys sometimes will grab it, grip it too tight. Can you grip it too light or too strongly?
I don't know. I always grip everything pretty firmly. I don't know. I just always, I don't have a loose grip on anything. That's probably why I don't throw a changeup very well. But, you know, what's funny is that you talk to guys and, like, you know, whoever has the best of whatever, you know, you talk to different guys about their changeups or different guys about their sliders, and you want to see their grip because you're like, that's how they do it. They have a different, it's the same grip. Everybody has the same stuff. It's just how their arm works, how it comes out of their hand. Like, the grip is almost irrelevant to some extent. And it's just, over the years, you know, you want to see how guys hold different things, but there's very few times that the grip is just like, oh, that's it. That's what changed my career. You know,
did anybody try to change your windup?
No, I mean, I've kind of had the same, you know, over the years, I think I've paused a little bit more at the bottom, but, and then, you know, I do that stupid thing out of the stretch where I lift my hands up real high.
You acknowledge it's stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb. But now I can't get rid of it. And it's like part of it now. So I can't not do it.
Oh, gosh. Well, hey, it's great to talk to you. Hopefully we get some baseball played. And more importantly, good luck with Cooper there.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Clayton. That's Clayton Kershaw. Dodgers pitcher, and there he is putting his hand up over his Zoom saying goodbye. Yeah, a little Coop in there. That was nice. Yeah, I'm always amazed when you look at guys who are pitching and they don't want to give you anything. They don't want to tell you anything. They don't want to. Guys will dig into their glove deeper. Guys will position the ball in their glove differently. It's the smallest thing. There are guys on every baseball team, and their job is to spot this. Now, they have other responsibilities. There's guys, old school guys, who are so good at this. They'll notice where you are on the rubber. They'll notice arm slot. They'll know position of glove at delivery. They'll notice position of glove when you get the ball back and then you put it in your glove. And he's right. The guy at second base is going to look, and he can tell if you start to dig in and you have that finger that's spiked, you're going to, they can give a signal, whatever their indicator is from second base. Like, you can do it in a way that is allowed. You know, baseball, these are the unwritten rules. You know, you're allowed to do this. Like, it's accepted if you're going, hey, and here's what's coming because I'm watching it and he's letting me see what's in his glove. But when Harold Reynolds showed me those pictures of Johan Santana, who had an unbelievable changeup, and I couldn't imagine being at the plate where here's a pitch that's going to be 92 or here's one that's 72. And now you got a split second to make that, you know, that decision there. Pretty crazy. And you know, Kershaw's curveball is probably, it might be the greatest in baseball history. And the only reason why I say that is I have statistical data that backs that up. Clayton Kershaw, the batting average off his curveball in his career is 137. I don't know, you know, if there are other, like, who are the other people be in that category there? But Clayton Kershaw's curveball, opposing hitters, bat 137. I was going to show Clayton my pitching performance, my windup.
You were going to give him some tips?
Well, not tips, but, you know, just, hey, these are alternatives. And this is a pitcher sharing with a pitcher. That's all. You know, we just, it's like Kobe was always asking, you know, other players, like, give me some of these tips here. Like, Reggie Miller, show me your step back jumper. I would have helped Clayton with that because I had the 12-6 curveball when I was pitching for Mason High School. Yeah, Paulie.
Can you imagine the first game of the Dodgers season? The announcer goes, somehow Clayton Kershaw has turned into a knuckleball pitcher and gotten rid of the curveball exclusively.
No. And you could just hear Charlie Steiner during the broadcast. And something's wrong with Kershaw. It feels like everybody knows that curveball is coming here. Why didn't I try to do Vin Scully there? Charlie didn't sound like Vin Scully. Yes, Paulie.
It is interesting to see, though, as a baseball fan at home, you can't see what's going on in the glove. And to see Kershaw walk you around the baseball with his hand and say, I like the seams on this side. Most other guys do it on this side. And the fact that he had to do it, he had trouble doing it with his hands facing us. He had to turn it around. And he's like, this isn't comfortable for me. I'm used to it in my glove.
A lot of these guys, they don't want to think. They're just out there. This is how I do it. And then all of a sudden you say, can you explain how you... And it goes back to a conversation I have with John McEnroe where I said, how do you explain what you do? And he looked at me like, I don't even know where to start with it. He goes, I can't explain it. I do it. My job is not to explain it. It's to do it. And And it was just great insight into an artist. And I always viewed McEnroe as an artist that I don't know how I do it. I just do it. We want to understand it so we can try it. He couldn't explain it. Take a break. Play of the day coming up next year. Your phone calls as well. This is The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We love it when we see an athlete reach their full potential and perform at the highest level. You should expect no less when it comes to your car's engine. Using lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that can build up over time and stop it from running at peak level. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Premium gasoline, it removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors, while also protecting against future buildup in one of the most critical parts of the engine, the fuel injector. This frees up the flow of fuel so you'll get optimal burn for peak performance and a rejuvenated, cleaner engine. You're giving your car the best conditions to stand up to whatever that day-to-day drive is going to be like and come through like a champ. So help your car reach its fuel potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Download the Shell app today. Fuel up at Shell. You know about Slider Sunday. Weekly tradition, sharing your sliders made of the soft, fluffy King's Hawaiian rolls and slider buns. But here's the thing. King's Hawaiian rolls and slider buns are so versatile, they're perfect for any slider. You can't really make a bad slider if you got King's Hawaiian. Celebrating Slider Sunday your way because the best slider is the one you love to create. So a few things that you need to know. First, you start with King's Hawaiian. Whether it's the OG, the original Hawaiian sweet rolls, slider buns, or the sweet and salty pretzel slider buns, they're great. Best sliders always start with King's Hawaiian. Second, whatever you put on it, it's going to make it great. How about fried chicken and pickles? Pulled pork and coleslaw? How about breakfast sliders? Bacon, egg, cheese, ice cream sandwich sliders for dessert? All ideas are welcome. Head to kingshawaiian.com for more inspiration. So get ready for Slider Sunday. Do it your way. Head to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and slider buns and enjoy. Go. Well, here's a what if. I know, try not to do hypotheticals. What if a lot of the top players would follow Blake Snell's lead? They don't want to play this season. Then Fox, TNT, ESPN can legitimately say they shouldn't have to pay their contracted amount for the watered-down season and postseason without the biggest stars there. You don't get top dollar from the advertisers. You know, if you have a baseball season where you don't have some of your top players, what does that do to your TV contracts? Still a lot to be sorted out. I hope they continue or they would continue to do this in a professional manner privately, but I think the baseball owners put this out in the media to negotiate in the media. And public sentiment is always going to be on ownership side to say, oh, come on, you guys are getting paid all that money to play a game. It's not that simple here. I don't agree with Blake Snell in how he proposed this. But if it's his right, if he doesn't want to play, then he shouldn't have to play. But it feels like there's more to it than that. Let me see. How about Chris in Atlanta? Hey, Chris. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 5'7", 165. Just wanted to call and say happy birthday. Happy Meat Friday.
Well, thank you.
Today is my birthday as well. And last night, the wife gave me the early birthday present, a nice new Traeger grill, and surprised me with it in time so we could be cooking all meat Friday.
Oh, that is great. How did you thank him? What's your wife's name?
Her name is Jamie.
And how did you thank Jamie?
I'll have to make it up to her later this weekend. But just a big smile and a big hug.
You know what? I took care of Jamie for you, Chris.
You did?
Yes. Let's bring in Jamie from Atlanta, who joins us now. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Dan.
That wife of the year got him a Traeger grill. I love it.
I know. And got him on Dan Patrick's show. I figured I'd have a better chance of getting in than he would, though.
Now, he should have to cook a lot, though. Chris, you got to do some cooking, man. There's no excuse because Jamie listens to the show and she knows that it's easy to do and it's hard to screw this up. Okay? Jamie is retired. She's retired from cooking this summer.
I'm very fortunate. Chris is actually usually the cook of the family.
Yes, Chris.
Man. She's got my birthday. She's got Father's Day covered. I got to definitely make it up to her by smoking some meats all weekend. And, she's awesome.
Do us a favor, Chris and Jamie. Send us a picture to our show and let us see you with the Traeger grill. And great wife there. Jamie, thank you for calling in. And, Chris, happy birthday.
Thanks. Happy birthday to you, Dan.
Love you, Jamie.
All right. There you go. Love in the air. I just... bring people together. Traeger brings people together.
He goes, you got to be kidding me.
Well, they didn't know that, like, Chris was calling in, and then all of a sudden Marvin, who's answering the phones, goes, Chris is calling in. His wife got him a Traeger, and his wife called in, but Chris doesn't know his wife called in. I don't know where they are in Atlanta, if they're in the same house or, you know, one's outside, but they called in, and he didn't know that she was going to call in. That was great. That was great. Let's see. A couple more phone calls in here. Steve in Seattle joins us. Hi, Steve. What do you have for me today?
Yeah, 6 foot, 210. Back in 2015, if you recall, Baltimore Orioles had that crowdless game.
Yeah.
I was just curious to hear perspective on that and, you know, maybe talk to Buck Showalter or whatnot. And then secondly, totally unrelated. Moving forward after we get out of all of this, are we going to continue to have guests on Zoom rather than on phone calls? But it's been pretty cool to see.
Well, I would like to continue with Zoom if we can. I want to be fair to the people we have on. And once we switched over and started doing this on our own, the technology that we have here in our studio was simplified so I could get guests on Zoom. When we had to go through our studios in Los Angeles to then go to our studios here in Connecticut, satellites involved, it became a little bit more of a mess. And this is simple, and we've enjoyed it to be able to have Clayton Kershaw there with his, you know, his son feeding him and showing his pitches there. I mean, that's great. Or Barkley there from his man cave. We're going to try to continue to do that, but I want to be fair to the athletes. You know, some don't want us in their houses. And we certainly understand that. But if they are doing, feels like more and more of these athletes are doing more and more of these interviews, therefore they're more comfortable in how they look, how the camera's positioned. And they have downtime here. Let's see what happens once, you know, these seasons start back up again. Anthony in California. Hey, Ant.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
5'11 and 23 years married to the boss this weekend.
Well, congratulations.
All of Chat Row is blowing up wishing you a happy birthday, but I wanted to tell you what's going on here in Southern California. They've closed down the entire L.A. Philharmonic and Hollywood Bowl for the entire summer season. No, not even an orchestra, so I don't see how Major League Baseball is going to successfully pull this off. No matter how much testing they do, they could test people between innings for all they care, but they're not even allowing fans or anybody else in the orchestra.
Yeah, we got a long way to go. That's why when I hear college football and we're going to have players back June 1st, let's not set a date. We come back when we can come back, when it's right to come back. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. This Friday edition, Dan Patrick Show.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple? apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.